This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Even with some of these instrumental tunes, like the things produced by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you can tell, and that's the whole idea, with all these Christmas tunes that are so recognizable, whether they be spiritual, sacred, secular Christmas tunes. Oh, come, let us adore him. Right, you got the lyric line. That's what we are used to and what we like, mm-hmm. I think. About Christmas, much as anything else. So come all ye faithful.
Yeah.
I kind of like hearing those every once in a while. Yep.
Christmas. I cannot hear a TSO song without also envisioning the light show that they have at their concerts.
Yes.
It is. Right. I highly recommend, if they are coming to your city, please go. You will not regret it. They do not disappoint. TSOtickets.com is where you can find more information.
Aha. So, we have been very dutifully giving away dozens of these CDs and LPs, so we're done with that the form of a final conversation with a gentleman who lives in Evansville, Illinois. Here's the conversation that we just had a few minutes ago with Lawrence Tevis. On with us now is Lawrence Tevis. Hello, Lawrence. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
How are you doing? Fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. Yes, I'm in pretty good shape for the shape I'm in. Where are you in the country, Lawrence?
Evansville, Indiana.
Evansville. Have you heard me tell my story about the times when I used to go out to visit my grandparents in Illinois, going through Evansville? It's kind of a neat farm.
That one.
Yeah, you haven't
heard that. I
won't tell it to you now. Tell me what you do in Evansville.
I'm a mechanic.
What do you work on?
I work on trucks, cars, airplanes.
Wait, do you have your own business or do you work for somebody else?
No, I just part-time, playing around with it anymore, yeah.
Have you had a discussion with anybody about the right to repair, that issue, which has affected not just farms, but people who are running garages, either part-time, full-time? You know, the issue where the companies don't... I didn't hear what you said.
No.
It's an issue, no question about it. So, the fact that you're in Evansville, does that mean that you're a native, or did you move there from somewhere else? What's your life been like?
I've been here since the early 60s. I originally mm-hmm. from Colorado.
Really, most people move from Evansville to Colorado, not the other way around. What brought you to Evansville? Did you? Some woman brought you to Evansville, I'll bet, right?
Well, actually, my family was transferred here through my dad's job, so he came out here to pump oil, yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, there are worse things that could have happened, for sure. It's a nice town, nice community, and I hope that you were... we're going to give you one of these. Did you decide whether you wanted a CD or an LP of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Well, I have the LP.
Good. All right. So hold on just a second. James will talk to you a little bit more. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, you and your family. Thank you for being a good listener, a loyal listener. And hopefully you'll enjoy this Trans-Siberian Orchestra LP.
All right. Thank you.
All right, 11 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We had that conversation with him. So we've given away all of the songs, all the albums, all the CDs, and so we will have a drawing later on for your chance at winning that Audio-Technica fully automatic turntable that uses, it's either wired or wireless, whichever way you want to use it. Either way, it's a pretty cool prize, and maybe something you'll keep for yourself or maybe something that you'll give away. The season that we're in, focusing on good things, but there are these continuing stories that you hear about people doing things that are almost like, who are these people? And there was a group meeting in Boston. Actually, I'm looking at one of the Boston papers. They call them here. They're deaf. It's a deaf group. Okay. Hearing impaired. Yeah. But they're deaf. It's a deaf group that has they've been meeting. There are most communities, most bigger communities have these organizations that help to cater and work with people who have various disabilities. So anyway, this guy comes in with a gun. They were the deaf people were collecting things to give to their own, to share for Christmas, and this thug comes in with a gun, and he raids the place and cleans out all of the things that were in. Now, these things happen, but I guess I was more outraged because it was a group of deaf people, and maybe, you know, a thug is a thug, right? A crook is a crook. Somebody who, well, he was arrested anyway. They found this kid. Mm-hmm. He was 19 years old. But just who thinks like that, Jay? Who thinks that...
And did he know who he was targeting? Would this constitute as a hate crime?
Well, he did it because they couldn't hear him when he came in. That was the whole thing behind it. He said, okay, I'm going to go rob them because they won't be able to hear me. Ay. All right, so anyway, he was caught. That's good. Flu activity has increased around the country. Most of you have noted this. I can't tell you how many people I know who have been sick for sometimes a couple of days, 3-4 days. I had it myself. It's not COVID. It's not RSV. It's this new strain of the flu. Yeah, it's kind of like a cold.
It's the flu. I feel like we all forgot that the cold, like colds and flus, exist for a little bit. Our first thought typically is like, is it COVID? I should take a COVID test really quickly.
Yeah. Well, when I got it, I did test myself for COVID because I want to make sure it wasn't COVID. And it wasn't. But something that it's so strong. That from a lot of the people that I know have had it 4 or 5 days or maybe longer. Somebody I knew last week got it and still has it. So you build up your immune system by taking lots of vitamin C, having lots of good food, lots of good fruit, lots of a good soup, that sort of thing, and make sure you get plenty of sleep. That's as much as anything else. That is the way to counter this, by having plenty of rest, have your body in good shape. All right, let's move to the outrage of the day. Texas Supreme Court has ruled against this woman who sought an abortion. She says, listen, I've had enough with Texas. I'm going to go somewhere else. The Texas Supreme Court, this is something, again, this is so wrong in so many different ways. this lady is already the mother of two, and she's 20 weeks pregnant with her third baby. She found out just after Thanksgiving, that her fetus has a fatal disease and will die either in her womb or upon being born. So she wanted to terminate the pregnancy to protect her health and her future ability to have children. And so they wanted to get a court order to block the abortion ban from applying to her, as well it should.
Mm-hmm.
And
this
so,
is a medical situation. This isn't somebody using abortion as a form of birth control. This is a person who got pregnant, was thrilled with the pregnancy, wants the baby, and had an earth-shattering realization to find out that her baby would not survive.
It's
and now
disgusting.
She basically is being told by the state to wait until it becomes a life or death situation in her sense.
What
and
right do they have
the ability
to predicate
to have children in the future if she does end up waiting? So she's going to cross state lines and go take care of herself.
Good. That's what she should do. What business is it of the states? You know, they say they're protecting the life of an unborn child. In this case, that is so stupid. They aren't. The doctors have all said, all of them, she's been examined any number of times, and they all agree that either she'll die, the baby when it's born will die, or both of them will die. Mm-hmm. Are you that tone deaf to individual, the credence or lack thereof that these people have for making decisions like this? Mm-hmm. I just, it's beyond the fact. There's no objective thinking here, frankly. So this lady says we can't get an abortion in Texas. Okay, we'll go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But why should she have to? And again, I say this because has Texas had a vote on this? This year was Ohio, but there have been a number of states because really the Supreme Court decision didn't change Roe v. Wade. It's
just put the power in
the states. Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. And every state that's had a vote on it, I think, what are there, 11, 12, 13 states that have voted on it? Every single one of them have voted to stay with, in essence, the Roe v. Wade decision. And that's the way I think it should be. Frankly, it has nothing to do with liberalism or conservatism. It has to do with human decency.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, this is also
how
an example of the different needs for an abortion, where I think a lot of people in the argument of abortion, most people come back to who are against abortion are against it because of people who use it as a form of birth control or people who yep. suddenly change their mind and want to terminate their pregnancy at a relatively late date. Like 20 weeks pregnant is kind of late. In this situation, yeah. though, her baby is going to die no matter what. The question is she going to die? Could she die? Could she be taken from her already, the existing children? Could she lose the ability? This, again, I kept saying this, but this is a woman who wanted this child, who had mm-hmm. her entire world shattered, her heart shattered when she found out the fate of her child. Now she's just trying to protect herself, to protect the mother of her children, and protect yep. her future ability to have more children.
It's just, you know, as an older, somebody seasoned and a veteran in the various social wars that have taken place over the last 50, 60 years or so, this is one that's been consistently handled poorly by many, many people participating in the debate. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My name is Lana Stefan Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
The book, A Short History of Nearly Everything, the story of some of these Christmas songs. Interesting, in the book there's a story about the relationship Gwen Stefani has with, now why did I forget his name? Is on The View.
Blake Shelton.
That's it, right, exactly. Kind of a nice, that's a nice romantic story. Don't you think that story of how they got together and how they've just kind of gone, in the case of The Voice.
The friendship while going through a divorce at the same time.
And yeah,
friendship
right.
Blossoms into love.
Right.
That's a good spin on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shows you that those who believe, and that certainly is what this season is about, those people who believe in things that they don't think can happen, because a lot of people think, well, love doesn't strike twice. You can't have, and I think that's not true. You can have a good marriage, and then for whatever the reason, it stops being good. It's difficult to find somebody that you can stay with for your whole life. I don't think it's part of the human condition, at least the normal human condition. Like it or not, and think it's good or not, that's not the point. The point is that's reality, and it's tough for some people. And so when you find love again, if you believe that it couldn't happen, and then it does. You know, it's kind of like a philosophy, believing in things that haven't happened. Thoughts are things. And when something happens that you don't think is going to happen, it's unexpected, it's even better. It's more savory, if you will. So if you don't see things that aren't there yet, that doesn't mean that you can't manifest something into reality. I'm not even thinking that those two were trying. They just happened to, and how many more stories are there like that, where two people got together and it just went from friendship to...
Well, those two, Yeah, the two, now I'm completely forgetting their names. Brobach?
Give me.
The two who were both fired from their new show.
Oh, the new show. Yeah.
Brobach and, they were having an affair, right. And now their exes, yeah. Who never would have gotten together, have found solace and now romance with each other.
Right. It's cool.
It's a beautiful full circle moment.
Right. And what can be bad about love?
Amy Holmes. That's it.
Yeah. Right. What can be bad about that? Under the circumstances, nothing. Today is Christmas card day. Christmas cards. And the man who's credited with coming up with the concept for a commercial Christmas card is Sir Henry Cole. He didn't have time to write all of the family and friends at Christmas time. He was a worker at a public records office in London. He commissioned an artist to design a card that he could send around. This was back in 1843. It had a picture of a family that was drawn celebrating Christmas together while they were eating. And there were images of people giving food and clothing to the needy also on this card. And it read, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. That was the inscription. The cards worked well for him. He had 1,000 of them printed, and they were sold for what amounted to a quarter each, the first mass-produced Christmas cards. And so you fast forward to, let's say, 20, 30 years ago. I think this was in 2001, actually. One of the original cards, he had 1,000 of them made. One of the original cards still existed, was signed by him, and it sold at auction for $33,000. I always love that. People have those things, right?
Impressive.
It is, right? All right. Well, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here about what's going on with Hamas and Israel and the turmoil on college campuses. See, I think that our news media in this country is paying so much attention to this. They're taking their eye off of the ball. The real issue is, hello, Hamas and the attack on Israel and then Israel's response. That the whole business about what's going on here and the protests also in other countries around the world, that doesn't take away from, although it has, the news media seems to be thinking more in many circumstances about the protests and stuff and what the Palestinians deserve. The Palestinians aren't the people who perpetrated this. Yeah. So, but it's the priorities here. Maybe you can't have one without the other, but both of them deserve, I think the war deserves more attention than the college campus protests, but that's not the way it's shaking out here. And so a lot of the colleges have been embarrassed by this because they don't know how to handle it. Yeah, I get that colleges are supposed to be a place, and they ought to be a place, and I hope they are, for free speech, for debate, for discussion. But I was mentioning Ann Coulter earlier. How many college campuses has she been chased off of because of her political point of view? That's not freedom of speech. That's not, how do you figure that a place that's supposed to encourage all sorts of ideas, how do you learn if you don't hear ideas from people, whether you agree or disagree? How do you know you agree or disagree? You hear them discussed. And so this is not, the college campuses today are not a safe place, in my rendering, for free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Stop the war now. The United Nations calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza yesterday. The General Assembly passing that resolution with a two-thirds majority. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying that passing aid for Ukraine and Israel before the holiday break is practically impossible. That's due to an impasse between Republicans and Democrats over additional funding for Kiev. Harvard's governing board has decided to retain Claudine Gay as the university's president, saying that they have confidence in her leadership. Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire took sides in the GOP presidential nomination race as he endorsed former ambassador to the United Nations and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, saying, "Let's not miss this opportunity. The entire country is watching." Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
You're not going to believe what I saw. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
It's a lie.
Underneath his beard so snowy white. What a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy
kissing Santa Claus. There we are. The Dolly Person at 34 after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. You'll all be happy to know that along with Christmas, hooray for Christmas, Mercury goes retrograde.
Yes, it's going to be a couple of days.
happens it's a Tuesday through the end of the year sort of thing. So from December the 12th until December 31st, I think it's the 12th, yeah. So,
I thought it was the 13th, but isn't it one of those things, too, with Mercury retrograde, where it really doesn't matter when it starts or ends because it's 1 week before and 1 week after that you still have some of those residual effects?
Yeah. And then the thing that really is the focus is whether you start new things, new jobs, new contracts, new business, or you clean up. It's better to finish or clean up or make things better under a Mercury retrograde than... it is to start something new or begin something. Yeah, just a good time. And this is not a good time of year to start something new anyway. We're all so distracted, and rightly so, by working on the good things, the stuff that's look around on my daughter and I were talking about this last night, my sources of news and information and how... You know, you look around because I'm as interested in figuring out what to do with regard to how do we dispel great information, good information, and as I am the bad stuff. Most programs just focus on the bad stuff. I don't want to do that. That was interesting. Chris Rock, Jay, said that he will not host the Golden Globes. I guess some other top talent has said that as well. They still haven't fixed their problem. Remember, this is the what do they call them? The international reporters. I forget what they're. But it's not our. It's not just our reporters. This is sort of the internet. The Globes are sponsored by. What is the name of that group? I don't know. It's the international, whoever it is, and so they asked Chris Rock, and he said no. There was an issue about how the whole business of whether we have enough diversity or not, enough black actors, and I think.
Were you talking about the Hollywood Foreign Press?
Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. That's what I was looking for. Yep. Chris Rock, the last time he hosted something, he got smashed in the mouth by Will Smith. And did you see Jada, his wife said that their marriage came back together after that incident, that they were on their way out, and that whole event that night brought them together, which I found
that they basically were not together, even though they were still married. But they had even said that they will never get divorced. They seem like they just have this type of relationship where they are family, whether they are in a relationship with each other or not.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it, isn't it?
Hey, what works for them?
Yeah, whatever works.
To each their own.
There are a number of books. I don't know whether I just say this. People looking for books to buy that would be helpful. If you're a person who loves the garden, this is sort of for my food, farm, and family department, but I thought I'd give it a little extra heft because these books have been inspiring to some people, so I'm told. Some of my friends who are who take the farming, there are a couple of folks here who have a market garden, and they have started the business of preparing foods from their own farm. They take the, this, I suppose, is what, food to table? Sometimes they just sell the product, and the restaurants are the ones that prepare them. But around here, what's happening is that more and more of the farms are actually preparing and packaging food to compete with the stuff that we talk about every day in food, farm, and family that's contaminated. So, fresh stuff, fresh things. There's a lady named Renee. What the heck is her last name? Renee. She has a place called Renee's Kitchen. And Renee Flaubert is her name. She prepares every day hundreds and hundreds of meals from things that are grown in her garden and other local farms, and it is absolutely fabulous. It's expensive, but it's fabulous stuff. You know, we were talking earlier, Jay, about I don't eat because I really want to or enjoy it. I eat because I have to, and oftentimes I eat on the run, and I don't really enjoy what I eat. Megan and I went to dinner last night, and we had a really good meal, mostly because we were having fun talking to each other about stuff, but you know, it was a good meal, and I enjoyed it. We had four different samplers for dessert. It was yum. It was good. And a lot of the stuff they serve at this particular restaurant is local. And so, you know, there are some books around, if you're interested. There's a book called American Cuisine, written by Loretta Barrett Oden, that has some interesting farm-to-table stuff. A book called Beyond the Kitchen Table that's very popular this year among people who are looking for books that will help. If you're looking for a gift for somebody that you know who's a good cook, there's a book, Beyond the Kitchen Table. Here's another one, Restoring Eden, which is basically about agribusiness and the secret to really healthy food, growing it. Book called The Lost Supper, which is a focus on how we eat now, all the fast food and the restaurants, and everybody goes out for dinner, nobody makes food at home, and so thus the Lost Supper, the lost meal. This book is trying to encourage people to bring in food and come up with the ideas of new flavors. That's the thing. We all want to eat stuff. My friend, the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, we had him on. Was he on this program or I had him on The American Family Farmer?
We had him on both. Program,
I think, too. Oh, he did?
I believe so. Yeah, he's been on Good Day a couple of times and then recently on American Family Farmer.
Yep. All right. Well, anyway, he'll tell you that people will eat it if it tastes good. If it doesn't taste good, they're not going to eat it. And that's really what we're talking about here, the flavors that you enhance food with, all kinds of good experiences. Here's a book called The Core of an Onion. It's this, and there's an old kitchen cookbook called Praising the Kitchen Ghosts, about people who were in the 1800s, great cooks, and what they were cooking. And so I thought I'd pass that along, right? Is that helpful information?
Much as anything else, I guess. Who doesn't like a good book? And especially
right. All right, so from the People Department, the president of Penn, Elizabeth McGill, has, no doubt you've heard this by now, resigned because of the backlash over what she said at a congressional hearing. She resigned. The school's board of trustees was going to fire her anyway, so she, quote-unquote, voluntarily resigned because of this statement that she made at the congressional hearing. She was asked how she would handle remarks in the university community calling for the genocide of Jews. And her response was, quote, "It's been my privilege to serve as the president of this remarkable institution." So that's the end of that, right? She had said some other things before on the campus. No. She didn't. And that's the trouble with it. A lot of these, there's three or four other university presidents who were testifying that day who basically ignored the issue as much as anything else. And why is that happening on some of our core college campuses? What direction are they going in? And how is it that in this circumstance, she was asked, she called, once the question was asked, one of the members, one of the congressional, I forget who it was, who the congressman was, "What is your testimony today?" Calling for the genocide of Jews is dependent upon the context of how it's called for. Like, hello, it's okay under certain circumstances? Huh?
It seems like people are always watching what they say because they don't want to offend somebody. But if you're worried about offending somebody who is anti-Semitic, then what does that say about you? And it's also one of those things that people are saying, well, if you are acknowledging anti-Semitism, then you're not acknowledging Islamophobia. Those two things do not negate each other. You can acknowledge both, and we should be acknowledging both, that they are both on the rise. Anti-Semitism, on the rise. Islamophobia, on the rise. Racism, on the rise. Pure hatred in people's hearts and causing violence towards other people, on the rise.
Not just here in America, either. It's all around the world. And one would wonder, why? What is there about this circumstance or these circumstances that could ever be considered just, right? How would you justify this kind of stuff? All right, so here's another name. Governor Hochul of New York, is that how you pronounce her name? She has gone one step further when it comes to the focus on college campuses, to anti-Semitism. The chairman of the Ivy League school, there's a group of trustees, a group of Ivy League schools, and they have a group of trustees and a group of presidents of colleges and that sort of stuff. So they're now digging around in all of this to try to figure out what to do. Why is that? You just answered the question. Why is there any discussion about this?
Mm-hmm.
How is it? It's not, I mean, there are some people who just go overboard. You know, you're an anti-Semite because you say something, you know, Jews are short or who knows what you say. I mean, that it becomes ridiculous. But these comments that have come from students on college campuses, just there is a lot of misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. The Palestinians have a right to be upset, as do the Jewish students have a right to be upset, because nobody's got the whole story here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is isn't that what you expect you're going to get when you go to college, send your children to college, get the whole story?
Mm-hmm. Different points of view, and there's this rhetoric that if you are not for something, then you are against it. If you do not acknowledge something, then you are opposing it. And again, we've got to stop putting everything in boxes and being uninformed, ill-informed. You can say two things are true at once. Anti-Semitism, again, is on the rise. Islamophobia is on the rise. Both of those things are true. And Hochul has it. Addressing the colleges need to address not just anti-Semitism, but all of it.
The Harvard presidents and the MIT, they're all women presidents. They're all giving similar responses, and they're not acceptable. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. All right, 48 after here on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, a noted Nooka chiropractor. His clinic is in Salt Lake City, Utah. He has a fabulous overview of how to take care of yourself and your body, not only with physical treatments like the Nooka chiropractic adjustments that happen to your upper cervical spine, shoulders, neck, all that area, but also he's got a great philosophy and education in the GAPS practice, which is basically health in your gut. Jack maintains that without healthy gut, you are not a healthy person. So I noticed that you have become more involved, although I remember when I used to be told that having a shake with raw eggs in it was something I should do every day, and now you underscore that. This is eggnog time. So can we get away with having eggnog instead of six egg yolks?
No, because the eggnog is pasteurized milk.
Yeah. Well, you can do raw milk.
Well, if you can get raw milk and make your own eggnog, by all means, go for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Just throw eggs in
a blender. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, what's the difference between a yolk? I should have this on the Food, Farm, and Family Report. I guess I know, because if the rooster has gotten to the hen, then the eggs that are being dropped are fertilized, and you can see the little blip inside. Some people think it's gross. If the egg is fertilized, then the yolk becomes the food for the chicken that's going to be hatched. So if that's not the case, then what is the egg yolk for? Which is the better part, the yolk or the non, what do they call the other part of the egg?
Well, the egg white.
Egg white, that's it.
Yeah, the egg white is the protein.
Yeah.
So you got to have the protein present for the chick to develop, but the egg yolk is where the real nutrition is. All of the vitamins, all of the amino acids, all of the cofactors that are involved with mineral absorption, all these things are in the yolk. And this idea that egg yolks clog your arteries has been disproven more times than I have the time to explain now. Absolute nonsense.
Well, eggs back and forth, you know, people say one thing and then science disproves itself. It's like going around in a barrel.
Wait a second. Just look at history. Just look at history, Doug. 100 years ago was when heart disease began to show up. Just 100 years ago. Prior to that, there wasn't any heart disease. The CDC's records are very clear of this. In fact, the first report of heart disease in a medical peer-reviewed journal was in the New England Journal of Medicine in 1911. Was the first time there was any mention of something sticky inside the heart valves. Prior to that, there was no mention of it at all, and people ate tons and tons of eggs.
Well, but you know what? The doctors will tell you it's because they didn't have the ability, they didn't have the equipment, they couldn't see inside of your heart or your lungs or your chest to know whether there was anything there or not.
Well, they had autopsies. Yeah, they would, and that's what happened. It was based on an autopsy that this first report got published, and the doctor said, hey, I don't know what the heck this is. This is the first time I've ever seen anything like this. Some yucky, yucky stuff inside this guy's cardiac coronary tree inside his heart. And this is, of course, when enriched white flour was being introduced into the public mindset. Prior to that, there wasn't any real bleached white flour. And it just caught on really quick. And when you have white flour, it's like white rice. All of the nutritional content of the wheat berry is gone by the time it becomes white flour. All of the nutritional content of whole grain rice is gone by the time it becomes white rice. So you're feeding yourself with something that fills your belly with no nutritional content, and you slowly are dying of malnutrition. The first organ in the human body, not the brain, the heart, the first organ to suffer from malnutrition, which is why it's the number one killer in America today. Simply because of malnutrition.
All right. So what happens when we cook the eggs? We have eggs. If I ever do have an egg, it's a well-done egg because I can't stand the yolk, frankly. I know you think it's yummy, but I think it's gross.
Well, it's kind of tasteless, actually. Egg yolks are kind of tasteless. But the more you cook anything, the more you kill the natural nutrient content of it, especially in the sense of amino acids. Some vitamins survive cooking. Some don't. Vitamin C does not survive cooking. But vitamins A, D, and K do. And E, they'll survive cooking. A cooked egg is better than no egg. That may sound kind of silly, but that's the truth.
No, you got it. Right.
But it's one of the... In 21 days, you know that tiny little spot inside an egg that indicates it's been fertilized? In 21 days, it turns into something running around pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee all over the floor.
Well, what do the hens say about this? Bawk, 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 bawk. That's what they say about it. Jack Stockwell. JackStockwell.com, ForbiddenDoctor.com here. Doug Stan.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.